This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. President of Russia Vladimir Putin will arrive in New Delhi today on a state visit to India for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. During the two-day visit, President Putin will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. Both leaders will exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture, and media. President Draupadi Murmu will also receive the Russian president and host a banquet in his honor. More in this report.
Russia has been a long-standing and time-tested partner for India. Development of India-Russia relations has been a key pillar of India's foreign policy. Since the signing of the Declaration on the India-Russia Strategic Partnership in October 2000, India-Russia ties have acquired a qualitatively new character with enhanced levels of cooperation in almost all areas. During the visit of the Russian president to India in December 2010, the strategic partnership was elevated to the level of special and privileged strategic partnership. Intensifying the trade and economic relations has been identified as a priority area with a target of increasing bilateral trade to $100 billion by 2030. Bilateral trade between India and Russia reached a record high of $68.7 billion in 2024-25. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov will co-chair the 22nd India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation Ministerial meeting in New Delhi today. The Defense Ministry, in a statement, said the two leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defense during the meeting. They will also exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. Navy Day is being celebrated today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have conveyed their greetings to all the Indian Navy personnel, veterans and their families on the occasion of Navy Day. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also extended his greetings to the warriors of the Navy on the occasion. The government has welcomed the release of an Indian crew member, Anil Kumar Ravindran, from Yemen. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs informed that Ravindran was on the ship MV Eternity C and under detention in Yemen since July this year. It added that the crew member reached Muscat yesterday. The ministry further informed that the government had been coordinating efforts to ensure the safe release of Ravindran, and he is expected to travel back to India soon. The government has also thanked the Oman government for facilitating the release of the Indian crew member. Fitch Ratings has revised India's GDP growth forecast for financial year 26 to 7.4%, up from the earlier projection of 6.9%, citing robust private consumption and the positive impact of recent tax reforms. The global rating agency noted that private consumer spending continues to be the primary engine of growth, supported by strong real income gains, improved consumer sentiment, and the benefits emerging from the Goods and Services Tax 2.0 reforms. The opposition MPs today held a protest in Parliament premises over air pollution in Delhi NCR and other parts of North India. Talking to the media after the protest, senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi said it is the responsibility of the government to take necessary steps to tackle this issue. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to remain in the poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the average air quality index of the region was recorded at 299 as of 12 p.m. today. The top Indian shooters are geared up for the ISSF World Cup final, set to take place from today in Doha, Qatar. India will field a 15-member team led by world champion Samrat Rana, alongside top shooters like Suruchi Singh and Manu Bhakar. The World Cup final hosts the best shooters of the year in each of the 12 individual Olympic categories, who will fight it out for the Best Shooter of the Year award. India had a brilliant year 2025, having multiple World Cup winners and the World Championship medalists qualified for the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.